Hey, welcome back to another episode of 20-somethings podcast. I am your host, Sarah Birch, and this episode is kindly sponsored by Selena Gomez's new song, Single Soon. Thank you so much, Selena, for sponsoring this episode. Just kidding, guys. Can you imagine? That would be so iconic. I actually think that song is trash, if I'm being honest. You guys, if you want to hear my very mixed feelings about Selena Gomez, please go listen to my unpopular opinions episode or controversial opinions episode with Amanda. It was from way back in like 2021, I think, or 2022. But that song is obviously blowing up right now. And I'm seeing, I think since the Barbie movie, there was some stat I saw, I don't know if it's true or not, that like a lot of women were inspired to get out of their like mediocre relationships and just like embrace being a single woman, which we love to see. So I wanted to talk today, not so much about being single, because Lord knows that's my entire personality. Apparently, that's what my sister says. She says that I make being single my entire personality, which is not true, guys. I have been happily, confidently, purposefully single for over 3 months now. I deleted all my dating apps a while back, and I have not even spoken to a man. I did have one drunk makeout with an Irish man a few weeks ago, but I ended up puking all over the place. So just like, it was not romantic in any way, shape, or form. If you're listening, I'm not gonna get into that. That was a very messy night for me. But long story short, I actually wanted to talk about a different side of being single that's not as like glamorous and romantic as, you know, maybe the TikToks you're seeing or the songs you're hearing or whatever. Like, being single overall is amazing. I genuinely love being single, especially in your mid to late 20s. Some girl on TikTok I was listening to today was saying how like you get a second wind in your late 20s, and it is so true. Like, I have never felt more like myself and more like enlightened and empowered than I did when I turned 27. Like, 24, 25, 26, don't know her, don't like her. She was so focused on men. Not even on purpose. I just genuinely was like, this is what I'm supposed to be focused on right now. This is what I'm supposed to be figuring out, is who is my partner, who is my future. And I like got in my first long-term relationship. I moved across the country for the first time with a guy. I moved into an apartment with a guy for the first time, and I tried to centralize a man in my life, and I don't regret that at all. I think if you're with the right partner, then that's a totally normal thing to do. But I am glad to be single in this current space I'm in, where I just completely feel just totally myself. I just freaking love myself. I love spending time with myself. I think the world of myself. I've healed so many issues with eating and with anxiety. Like, I still have my struggles, but overall I feel like I've pulled myself out of a really dark place and a lot of trauma and a lot of pain. And to be honest, most of that did stem from heartbreak after heartbreak, disappointment after disappointment with men. And I was like, okay, what is the common denominator here that keeps derailing my mental health? Men. But in that journey, it's been extremely powerful and extremely amazing to be able to get back in touch with my own power, to be able to build a self-loving, respectful relationship with myself, to be able to realign with my goals and my vision for myself, and to actually sit back and think, what are my standards when I'm ready to move forward with dating? What am I actually looking for? What is my non-negotiables? And I was never really doing that before. I was just like, oh, hot guy likes me, great. Although this experience has been extremely beneficial and I'm grateful for it, it doesn't mean that it's been easy all the time. This has been hands down the most lonely, isolating year of my life. I can't even count how many nights I've spent like in my room alone with my dog, just journaling or reading or just scrolling through Pinterest, just like spending time on my own, because I felt too depressed or too unmotivated or too insecure to like go out on the town or to go out on dates. Or when I would go out on dates, I didn't feel like I was being myself. I felt like I was being like a pretend version of myself to try to impress this guy. And like, I don't know. I also don't particularly love the city I'm currently living in, and I'm trying to move, but that was another part of it too, is, you know, you'd get all dressed up and whatever and try to amp yourself up for a night out, and then like it just ends up being kind of boring or nothing really happens, or all of my friends who I go out with, and this is absolutely no shade, but most of them now are in relationships, and so they bring their partners, which I love their partners, like, again, this is no shade, but it's just like you end up being the single girly. And people are always interested in the single girly. They want to hear about your updates. They want to hear about who you're dating, what happened with that guy, what happened with that guy. And then the same thing also happens with my family, because I am one of the only single people in my family as well. So I find a lot of the time, I don't think this is intentional, but a lot of the time I'm being put on the spot, you know, has any of your exes reached out? Who are you seeing? Like, maybe you should go for this guy. I heard this guy's really nice. Let me hook you up. Or just whatever. Like, people are just meddling in your life a little more. I don't know whether it's because they feel bad for you or because they genuinely, I hesitate to say this because I'm probably going to piss people off, but whether they're just like a little bit bored with their own lives and their own relationships. Like, if they've been in a really long-term relationship, like, maybe they just forget what it's like to date, so they're just curious and they have questions. And I never mind. Like, you guys know I love being the center of attention, but it is hard, I suppose, when you like are really trying to focus on yourself and you've made it like quite clear that you're on this journey of healing and self-discovery and you're not dating and you don't have dating apps and like you're decentralizing men from your lives, when people constantly keep like asking about your dating life and asking how things are going. And then you guys know me, like if someone brings up the topic of men, like off I go on a tangent, like let me pull out my microphone. I'm going to do an entire podcast episode on my dating experiences. I'll tell you every single detail you want to hear. And that's why I don't even want to talk about it in the first place, because I end up going off on this tangent. It takes me back to a dark place. So like I'm just really trying not to, you know, talk about exes, reach out to exes, complain about exes. I'm trying not to just date willy-nilly for the sake of having something to do or having someone to validate me. Like, I can take care of myself physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. Like, I got my own back. I'm good. I'm satisfied. But it can be lonely. It can be lonely being your own boyfriend, as they say, or being your own best friend. I don't have a roommate. I don't have a partner. A lot of my family is like, you know, starting their own families. Like they're getting married, they're having babies, like they're starting their own nuclear families, which is totally fair. And that's what you're supposed to be doing, I suppose, in your 20s and 30s. Like it makes sense. And then a lot of my close friends are in relationships, so they're not as eager or they're not as like dependent on our friendship anymore as they once were, because they have their partners now to go to and to vent about work or to get advice from or to hang out with and go on dates with. Like they don't need to rely on their friends or family to go do activities with and go do things with, because they have their person, they have their partner. Or they might be more inclined, if they are going to go do things with their other couple friends, like Groupon vibes, like, oh, let's go out on a double date, or let's go do couples golf, because let's say all their boyfriends are friends with each other and all the girlfriends have become friends. And a lot of times they don't think to invite the single person. I don't know whether that's intentional, like they don't want them to feel like the third wheel, or whether they just, like, I just find a lot of times the single person gets forgotten about or gets left out or gets very much decentralized from someone's life when they find a romantic partner. And this is like a very gentle call out, guys. This episode is not intended. I don't want to get texts from people being like, hey, like, I've been on both sides. I have been completely love struck, like swept up in my happy bubble with my partner, where I don't want to do anything without them. I don't want to go anywhere without them. Like I have been that person. And I've also been on the other side where I don't have a partner and I'm spending a lot of time alone and I'm going through a lot of things on my own. And I desperately wish that like some of my friends or family would connect with me or make effort with me, because I think a lot of the times the single person, they're still getting, like, I've seen a lot of TikToks on this, and a lot of women my age are talking about this, women in their late 20s, early 30s. It's clearly like a thing that a lot of women and men, I keep saying women, I'm sorry guys, I think men can probably relate to this too. It's a thing that I think a lot of people have been struggling with and have been feeling, but it's a really hard, delicate topic to talk about, because people obviously get very defensive and protective over their romantic relationships, and people, you know, I find a lot of people get very defensive when you say something like, oh, I feel like all you care about is your partner or whatever. People are very quick, in my experience, to like jump down your throat and be like, that's not true, blah, 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 blah. So this is like a very gentle call out, and more so of a reminder to just like check in with those people in your life who you know are single, or maybe you know they're going through a hard time, they're going through a breakup, or things aren't exactly going their way. You were there once at some point, or God forbid, it's very possible, if we're being honest, that you might be there in the future. Like, not every single relationship lasts for all of eternity. Like, there's a chance in a few years or whatever that you might find yourself single, and that you're gonna really need a community to rely on and to hang out with and to distract you. So just like remember as best as you can, I know it's so hard when you're in your happy love bubble, to check in with those people and see if they want to hang out, see if they want to do things. See, like, most of the time they probably really do want to be invited. They don't care if they are the third wheel or the fifth wheel. Because it's not about being miserable being single. Like, maybe some people are miserable being single. I'm personally not. I'm more miserable by the fact that I feel like I've lost a lot of my community. I feel like I'm everybody's second thought now. Like, nobody prioritizes me in their plans. Nobody really like checks in with me every day. Like, how'd your work day go, or whatever. Like, I mean, I have my mom and my dad, and they are like my two pillars. They are literally my two best friends on planet Earth. They check in on me every day. I love them so much. And since I've become like purposefully single and gone through this mental health journey this past year, my relationship, especially with my mom, has improved so much, because she has just been like such a rock for me. She can probably relate to this in some capacity, where like now all of her kids don't really like need her as much anymore, because they're all living off separately. You know, they have their own partners, they have their own lives, they have their own priorities. And so she's still a mom, but she's not playing that active mom role day in and day out like she used to for 20 years. So I think probably for her, it feels good to be, you know, needed, or to be checked in on, or like, hey, I'm going to come visit you this weekend, I really want to spend time with you. Like, I know that that means a lot to her, and it means a lot to me too. And so I know for me, like, that has really improved my relationship with my mom, is just kind of both actively making an effort to see each other and hang out with each other with no like expectations of, I need you to do this for me, or I need you to do that for me. Like, and that is never really intentional. It's like kind of the same thing when a person gets into a romantic relationship and they're super excited and they just like never speak to you again for like months and months, and you're like, oh, you know, Christine, I actually have a friend named Christine, so not her. I need to pick a name. Clover disappeared off the face of the earth because, you know, she's in her relationship and she's happy. And it's not intentional. So I never feel like anger towards that person, but there is slight feelings of resentment and bitterness, I suppose, of like, I don't know how to explain it without sounding like a wench, but like, I think it's completely human to take a little step away from friendships once you get into a committed relationship, because you want to wrap up all your attention and time into fostering your romantic relationship. But I also think it's human and completely normal to feel slightly like pushed away and angry or bitter or sad that, like, you know, that person and you don't have the same relationship you once had, and maybe your friendship was only conditional to them, that like when they're lonely or they have no one else, they'll reach out to you, but once they have a relationship, like, you know what I mean? And I think a lot of the times people are always struggling more than you think. Like, a lot of times when you do check in with your single friends and have like a real conversation, like, they're like, I know I am literally like, thank you so much for asking how I'm doing, or like, thank you so much for suggesting we hang out. Because I find a lot of the times, at least from what I've read in comments and stuff in my own experience, it's like the single person often reaching out and suggesting like, let's go on a girls trip, or let's hang out this weekend, or let's do this, or let's do that, like, let's go for a walk. It's like often the single person trying to initiate plans because they have like no one else to go to spend their mornings with, spend their nights with, eat dinner with. Like, they have to actively make plans with people if they want to have that social engagement. Whereas if you have like a built-in partner who lives with you or whatever, like, you have that social engagement and that support right there at your fingertips. So it's a little bit, you're a little bit less inclined to like go actively reach out to people and like make plans. And it's just like a stark contrast in my experience, your early 20s from your late 20s, because your early 20s, you're all maybe still in college, or you're leaving college, you're all moving into the city together, you're all traveling together, and it's just like community, community, community. Like most of the time you have a lot of roommates, or maybe you're going back to your master's, like there's just people everywhere. And then just something changes in your late 20s where people start, you know, cordoning themselves off for different things. People move away to a completely different city for work, or people get married, or people have kids, or people choose completely different lifestyles that you can't get on board with, and you don't support their lifestyle. Like, and it's just crazy how small your circle can become, or it can feel that way. And I know I feel that way sometimes, where I'm like, I know I have friends, but like, where are they? And like, why don't they talk to me? Or I'm like, I reached out to that person like 3 months ago and I still haven't heard from them. Like, what the hell, or whatever. And it's like, I don't know. I guess in this world of social media, you feel more connected to people than ever. But I also think alternatively, people feel more alone and more isolated than ever. And it's so easy. Like, again, I'm not casting blame necessarily. Like, it is so easy. I've done it, to like read a message and be like, oh, I'll get back to that, or whatever. But like, just know that it takes two people to keep a friendship alive, just like it does to keep a relationship alive. And God forbid, like, if you find yourself in a sticky situation in time, if something doesn't work out for you, or you really need support, or you really need your friends, whether you're a girl or a guy, or you really need your family, like, how would you feel if like nobody showed up for you and people were like, sorry, I have other priorities now, or I have other plans, or whatever? Like, that's not what unconditional love is. And I don't know, like, maybe it's just me in my 20s, like maybe I'm just annoying now, or maybe people just don't want to hang out with me, or whatever. Like, that could be it too, I guess. But I do find it's becoming harder and harder to reach out to friends or get a text back from friends. Or I'm sorry, but it is true that most of those people that I'm thinking of do have romantic partners, and their just priorities are really different. Like, they're focusing on saving money for a house, or they're focusing on, you know, when they're gonna get engaged, or building up their career, or whatever. So it's like, I really do try not to take it personally. I really try. And I still will always love those people, because I would hope and I would pray that they would have that unconditional love for me too. But again, it's just a gentle reminder that it can feel very sad and lonely for that person if they keep having those interactions over and over again with different people. Like, you might just think like, oh, Vanessa will be fine, she has other friends. But like, maybe all of Vanessa's other friends are also doing the same thing to Vanessa, and she just feels like she can't go to anybody, and like nobody has time for her, and nobody wants to hear her problems. Sorry guys, I'm gonna keep talking, there is a train in the back. And single people's problems are just as valid as married people's problems, or parental problems. Or you might encounter, you know, well, I used to complain about that too until I got married, and then I blah blah blah. Or like, oh, I know that seems like a big deal, but you just wait till you have kids, you know, blah blah blah. And I'm not trying to say that like me struggling with loneliness or me struggling with the dating world is on the same scale, I guess, as like having a child. Like, I understand that being a parent is the hardest job in the world. Like, I'm not trying to diminish that, but also you shouldn't be diminishing my problems either. Everybody is working within their own range of experience and their own range of what they know. And maybe at this point in my life, my hardest issue that I'm currently overcoming is dealing with having a hard time finding a partner and being lonely. Like, maybe that is the biggest thing I'm struggling with right now, or struggling with my career, or struggling with finances. And like, that's perfectly valid for me. I don't have a child, I don't have a marriage, I don't have all these other things to compare it to. So just like you wouldn't want someone to invalidate your struggles as a wife or a husband or a parent or whatever, like, you shouldn't invalidate other people's struggles just because you feel like you're above that now, or you're beyond that, or that's behind you. And also, it's not helpful sometimes to say like, oh, I hated that, like, I remember those days, thank God I'm not going through that anymore, like, thank God I have my amazing partner, you know. Sometimes, I don't know, like, let's be real, a lot of couples we know are just as miserable as the single people we know. They're just not ready or willing or wanting to end their relationship. Like, nobody's got it perfectly figured out. nobody is like doing life so much better than somebody else. Everybody's just on their own individual journeys. So like it can feel kind of demeaning sometimes if you're like talking about your single struggles or like a really bad date or whatever, and you just kind of want someone to like laugh along or just like understand where you're coming from, and they're like, oh, thank God, I don't have to deal with that anymore. Like, maybe you should do this or maybe you should do that. Like, I think sometimes when people get in relationships, it's like they want to block out every single experience they had and like every bad date and every bad relationship they had. Like, they just are like, that didn't happen. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to remember it. Like, that person was not me. I am not them. And like, I do get that disassociation, but also every person has been in a bad relationship. Everyone's been through a bad breakup. Everyone's been through a period of loneliness in their life where they felt lost. So it's just like, have compassion for each other. It goes both ways. You know, have patience and compassion for your friends or your family who are kind of quote unquote moving on without you and starting their lives without you. I don't feel like most of the time they're doing it on purpose. And then also on the flip side, have compassion and empathy and maybe put in a little extra attention sometimes to your friends who are not there yet or are struggling to get there, or they live alone, they work alone, they are going through a breakup, they're going through a job loss, whatever it is. Like, nobody should have to just suffer in silence. And especially it takes a lot of courage for me, like for anyone, sorry, to reach out and say, hey, I'm struggling, I need support, I need to do something, I need a friend, I need a distraction. And I mean, I literally come straight, I mean, you guys know I'm just like an open book, but I'll like come straight up to friends or family and be like, I am not okay. I am really mentally struggling today. Can we please do something? And even then I'll get like turned away from people. People be like, oh, sorry, I'm busy. You're like, oh, today's not a good day. So it's like, God, even if you're like blatantly saying to someone, I need you, I need support, I need somebody, anybody, I need somebody, like even that doesn't incentivize people to like invite you into their bubble. So then it can kind of just become like, you know what, I'm just going to deal with this on my own because I don't want to be a burden. And I do think a lot of maybe single people begin to feel like a burden in other people's lives, or just like they're like the pity person, you know, they're just the oddball, the odd one out. That just sucks, because honestly being single is a really valid choice. In some ways, it's a really smart choice, especially if you're not in a place where you're ready to completely share your life with somebody. And I think we need to, as much as everyone says, like, oh, being single is so celebrated now, like, I think it's not as celebrated as we'd like to believe. I think there's still a stigma around it. I think there's still a loneliness around it. And I think a lot of people, once they've escaped the trenches of being single, so to speak, they don't want to go back there. They don't want to revisit that uncomfortable feeling. They don't want to talk about how hard dating is. They don't want to be reminded of it. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, let's just shut that out. Like, I'll talk to that person again when they're happy or when they're more comfortable or when they're more stable. Like, which I get. Like, I get that whole, like, quote unquote boundaries thing. But also you can't just like pick and choose when you want to have friends or family in your life. Like, in my opinion, that's not unconditional love. That's not true friendship. That's just like convenience. In my opinion, like, you love someone through thick and thin, their good times, their bad times, their ups, their downs, or you don't love them at all. And yeah, and honestly, that sort of distinction of like feeling like certain people are only there for me when it's like convenient for them or comfortable for them, or like, that's ended a lot of friendships in the last few years, because I'm sort of just realizing, if push comes to shove and something really bad happens, like, who are the people that will actually show up for me and not make excuses? And it's been a very interesting experience to kind of realize what people I may be ready to let go of and what people clearly are ready to let go of me and clearly are ready to let our friendship go. Like, and it's sad, but I guess it's part of life. So yeah, this is kind of a topic I wanted to discuss. I haven't really talked about this side of being single before, or even, I guess this is also kind of about friendship as well as relationships, but like I said, wanted this to be a gentle call out / friendly reminder for everybody on both sides of the spectrum, whether you're in a relationship or you're not, to just check in with everybody. Don't forget about the people who were there from day one. Don't forget the people who have been there for you, or vice versa. Give everybody a little bit of patience and grace to just navigate these new experiences, because we're all just figuring out life together as we go. Yeah, check in on your single friends. We are lonely sometimes. And I can almost guarantee that most of your single friends would really appreciate an invitation, even just for a night of board games and wine, or just for a dog walk, or just something simple. Because yeah, it can get a little bit lonely out here. I'm not about to rush into any sort of relationship just to quell that loneliness. I'm perfectly happy to keep navigating this loneliness and learning what I need to learn and becoming a stronger woman. I would hope and I would expect for friends and family to somewhat at least attempt to fill that void, just like I would try to do for them. And I don't think that's too much to ask. Like, is that not what friends and family are there for, is to like do fun things with and talk to and spend time with? But anyway, I'm sure it's a lot more complicated than that, really. But yeah, let me know. Please shoot me a message if you felt somewhat resonated with this, or if it's something you haven't thought about before, or if you have an experience with this. I'm really curious if this is just a me problem, or if this is something that more people, whether you're in a relationship or not in a relationship, like something that more people struggle with. And just know that I love you, and I'm here for you, and I feel you, and I truly have been on both sides of the spectrum. It's so fun to be in a new relationship, or it's so fun to start a family. Like, all those things are huge. They're attention grabbing. They're fun. They're crazy. But I do think, you know, it's a two-way street to maintain friendships and to maintain relationships. So you just got to be careful of not completely cutting out people from your life. Yeah. So that's that. I just wanted to deliver a quick, simple, yet somewhat heavy episode today. This is something if you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen me posting a little bit about this lately. It's something that I've been seeing a lot on social media and been feeling really in my feels about. Like, I've cried about this a few times even, because I'm like, shit, I didn't even know I felt this way until someone else said it, and then I felt completely seen and validated. Hopefully I resonated with someone and I didn't piss people off, but I always seem to piss people off, so I guess it is what it is. But I love you. I appreciate you. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, leave a rating and review. I haven't gotten a new one in a while, so I'd really appreciate it if you could do that. And send this podcast to a friend if you think that they would resonate with it in some way. Okay, have a wonderful week. I love you. I'll see you next time.